Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Third hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody is having a good day thus far. We now speak with Forever Titan, Chris Sanders. The Ohio State is where he went to college. He was a track star and a football star. Chris, how you doing?
Superman. Hey, appreciate the introduction, man. You got it right. The Ohio State University. You're my guy, man. Used to be a mean guy, but you're actually nice now. Thank you, sir.
I nailed it today, didn't I?
You did, man. You really, really did, man. I mean, the last time we talked, we were talking about your receiver skills, and I feel bad for telling everybody that your route running was pretty bad, so I'm sorry about that.
I don't think anybody's surprised. So how have you been through all this? We haven't
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I mean, I've been eating a whole bunch. I'm up to like 215, 220.
Ooh.
And I've been sitting around eating a whole bunch of cereal, and I've still been lifting two days a week. And then I've been watching a lot of Judge Judy, boy. I tell you, she's getting cuter and cuter every single day, boy. Every day.
And her bank account keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
You know that you're bored when you're watching the show and you know her hair's changed from, you know, some different episodes. I'm like, man, her hair's changed. That's how you know you are bored to death, when you're worried about how her hair looks. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing?
Just so you know, we are on the air live, so people did hear that.
Oh,
so
that's
I just wanted you to know that. Yeah.
But I'm just, all the time, Chris.
But she's getting cute, though, for real.
Let's start with, there's a bunch of things we want to run by you. Let's start with, you're on the high school side of things. You've been an NBA for a long time now. And so going through this, as none of us has ever had to deal with this before, now you're on the coaching side and teaching, and so you've got a couple things in play. How do you anticipate, and how much do you guys actually talk over Zoom or whatever about what's the best way to go about this moving forward?
You know that's a great question. It really is hard because physically you can't be with the athlete or physically be there, but we're talking a whole bunch. It's funny that you say that, because we had a Zoom meeting this morning with all our players and Zoom meeting with the coaches, and it's a big adjustment. I mean, you can only talk about the basic stuff. You can't really talk about technique. When you talk about technique, you can't really demonstrate it because they physically cannot see you. So that's kind of the hard part about it. But the good part about it is I know this sounds cliche-ish, but when you're communicating a lot with your players and you're communicating a lot with your coaches, you're building a relationship. And some of the kids that we got this year are fairly new, so I'm getting to know them. I may not know them physically. I may not have shaken their hands, but seeing them over Zoom and getting to know their character and getting to know how they talk and getting to feel their heartbeat through conversation, that's the plus part about it. But now we start June 1st, and then we start June 1st. So the good thing about it is I already built a relationship with them over Zoom, but now physically I can see and teach them the right technique.
So what are the kids saying? That's the one thing kind of lost in all this, as we have, as we've talked to a lot of coaches or administrators, but we're not really talking to the kids or the student athletes on the college side. Are they asking questions? Because I'll just be perfectly honest. I've said it on the show many times.
Sure.
This is just my dealings in what I've seen. I am not I'm not casting a net and saying they're all like this. But basically what I've seen with my eyes is 18 years or younger, they may be they're aware of everything. They have firsthand knowledge of everything.
Oh.
But when they get together with their friends, neighborhood friends, whatever, it all goes out the window. They don't So there is no social distancing with the younger generation. That's been my observations. So are they asking questions? How would you answer that?
You know, the funny thing about it is, and I know this is kind of goofy, is when I first turned on Zoom, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And the funny thing about it is once I actually got them on the screen, they were telling me what to do. I mean, so they already actually know on what to do. So in that sense, they help me. But, man, just overall, man, Darren, it is tough. I mean, they are asking questions. You know, they are talking a lot. But, man, it's just an adjustment, not just for the coaches. It's adjustment for everybody because, you know, last year at this time, we were running routes. We were catching passes. But now we got to talk over the computer. And I think right now that a lot of the kids, and I'm just going to be, you know, kind of frank and be honest, that a lot of kids are really tired of it right now is because, you know, they had to do it with their graduation. And now they got to do it with football. Then now they had to do it in all their classes. And, you know, even though they have to go through it, you know, a lot of them are really sick of it is because they're cooped up in their homes. They're constantly on a computer. You know, they want to be outside doing football. But when you're consistently on a computer, then I just think it's tough because you're taking the physical part about it out.
That is well said. You're right. There's a lot that has gone into their school year came to an abrupt halt.
Yeah.
Their daily routine. I was talking about that earlier. Like, we, for the first time through all of this week, we sent Maddox to basically Taekwondo, which is kind of like a summer camp. It's where he goes every summer when it's normal conditions, and we're doing it every other week. And really the main reason, Chris, was just to try to get some type of structure. It wasn't because let's get him the hell out of the house. He's driving us crazy. It's not that. It was it's just to try to get some structure back into his life because it's been wide open for 2.5 months.
I mean, it's a big adjustment for everybody. I mean, even for me, you know, just figuring out how to log on a computer and learning about Zoom and learning about so many things. So as a coach, I had to adjust because I knew a little bit about computers, just a little bit. So now I had to adjust on how to work the computer, how to do Zoom, how to send people emails and get everybody online. So even though it's a tough situation, the positive thing about it is I became computer savvy. I know that sounds kind of goofy, but even though it's a negative thing, I became computer savvy because some of the kids taught me how to do it. I'm serious. Some of the kids taught me how to do it. Some of the coaches taught me how to do it.
So
now, once I get into the football season and I can't physically be with the guys, you know, on Saturday, I can just shoot them an email and I can see them face to face. So that's the good thing about the whole situation.
We're talking to Chris Sanders. Chris, you've made some really great points, I think.
Thank you.
You know, through these challenges, we come out with some things that maybe we didn't get before, especially
exactly
trying to tune in. Well, you know, tuning into a teenager is not always easy, right? We can all say that as parents. We could say that as, you know, there's a fine formula to try to really have a – whether it's we're talking about your son or daughter or somebody that you coach. But these unique circumstances, you know, you really work on that, and you do have the attention, right? And so can you cite an example of maybe a conversation you have with somebody that you're saying, had it not been for this, I'd have never had that conversation?
You know, and just kind of go back to what you said before, it's how you approach it. You know, I know these kids are tired of being on the computer and tired of, you know, looking at all their teachers and tired of looking at their coaches. But the one thing I love about Coach Eberhard, our head coach for NBA, he just said, you know, we're going on business as usual. And I know that's kind of hard to say and cliche to say, but, you know, you got two choices, to get bitter or get better. And I think that the people that are going to be successful through this pandemic, the people that's going to be successful through everything, is how you approach it. Yeah, there's going to be some difficulties. Yeah, there's going to be times where you don't want to show your face. Yeah, there's going to be times where you have to log on. There's going to be times when your Wi-Fi goes out, all that crazy stuff. But you got a choice. You got a choice to get bitter or you got a choice to get better. And it's just how you approach every situation, every conversation.
What can you share with us, Chris,
sure,
about, you know, what your school, you know, the kids you coach, mm-hmm, what measures you're taking to try to, you know, create that environment? We know we're going to have to make some adjustments, but as you said, you want to be ready to play. As long as you got the green light, the kids want to play, you guys want to play, everybody wants to see games. Mm-hmm. So what's going on at NBA specifically?
You know, what we're doing is we just kind of go back to last year. You know, last year at this time, we showed up and we showed up to practice. We showed up to catch the football. We showed up to do meetings. And this is what Coach Ivar said. We just got to be business as usual. Yes, we're on a computer, but we're still focusing on our vision. We're still focusing on our identity of our team. You know, even though we're on a computer, even though, you know, we're doing things not of the norm, our identity hasn't changed. So even though we're on a computer, we still have offensive meetings. We still have split. We still split up as wide receiver meetings, DB meetings, linebacker meetings. We're still doing those things. It just happens to be on a computer. So, you know, with NBA, I think we're doing a pretty good job. I know we're still learning on the run. But the one thing we're doing is we're still holding on to our identity, but it's just in different circumstances.
We are talking to forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Here in Darren, Donick, and Chase. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Man, it's good to hear you too, man.
It's been a minute, but I want to talk some football with you.
Sure.
Because a couple things have come to mind, and you obviously played the receiver position. You know how important mm-hmm. it is to be on the same page with your quarterback. And,
yes.
You know, during this time, OTAs, I mean, that's a good opportunity for receivers and QBs to get some one-on-one time and work on, you know, some of those things that, you know, just getting on the same page, and they obviously can't do that. So what would be some tips from you of whether it's studying film or having a conversation between the receiver and the quarterback that can help some of that for whenever they're able to actually get together?
You know, I mean, I think it's going to be really huge. And even though they may not physically be on the field, there's some good things you can really, really do. Like when you get on Zoom and you have everybody in that room, when I say room, everybody's on that same page. And just imagine you having Tannehill talking to Corey Davis over at the same time, talking to A.J. Brown or Batson or all those other receivers, even John New in that same room. This is a great opportunity for Tannehill to show his leadership skills about, okay, we watched last year when we played the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, I want you here. Look at zone. If it's in zone, cover three, A.J. Brown, I need you to cut the route off. So you're getting the communication part, but physically you're not there. I just think that the team that's going to be successful, the team that's going to win a Super Bowl this year, is a team that is definitely going to be committed to doing those things, because there's going to be guys that are going to be tired of getting on the computer. That's going to be tired of saying, I'm tired of looking at guys on the screen. But if you're dedicated to say, you know what, when you send me that email, I'm going to click it and make sure that when it's time for us to watch film, that we're going to watch that film. I mean, just the other day, I was talking to Kern, the punter. And he was kicking the ball for CJ, whatever, whatever. He said, man, this is one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I said, why? He said, the thing about this is when I'm on the Zoom with my teammates, I get to know them personally as opposed to just knowing them as a football player. I mean, that's huge, because we always talk about camaraderie. We always talk about guys playing together as a team. So here's a situation where you can communicate with your guys and make it be successful, even though it's a pandemic.
Now, with all that said, when you look at the Titans and the receivers for the Titans, everyone's coming back. Tajae Sharpe's the only one that is leaving. There are no new additions outside of some undrafted rookies that'll be in training camp trying to make the team. So how important is that you have Ryan Tannehill, that he knows these guys and he's worked with these guys before?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, look at Peyton Manning. I mean, if you watch Peyton Manning when he was with the Indianapolis Colts, you know, look at the receivers that he had. He had Harrison. He had some other receivers. If you watch those guys, the quarterback is always coaching those guys up, always talking to those guys, and just really communicating with them. And I think Tannehill, if he does the exact same thing, is just make sure he keeps those guys in the loop. Make sure he's communicating them on the route tree. Make sure he's communicating about the coverages. Make sure he's communicating about how he wants him to run those routes. So I just think with these young guys, I think it's a plus, because now, as opposed to just getting on the field and just running the routes and Tannehill not seeing running routes, now Tannehill can get on Zoom and say, let me coach you up on this. This is how I want you to run your route. If it's cover three, I want you to run a slant like this, or I'm running a seam. Now you're coaching guys up, even if you're physically not being there.
What do you think about the proposed rule of onside kicks, that they would just make it a 4th and 15?
That is whack. I mean, I don't understand it. It's like, why do we keep changing all these rules? You know, it's like we're going to go back to Atari. I don't know if you remember Atari, do you?
Yep.
I mean, we're going back to
I'm
that.
With
I mean,
you.
I just.
I'm there,
just,
Chris. I was there Atari.
You go. And when I said Atari, I was like, what? But, okay, ColecoVision, is that better?
Oh, yeah.
But it's like we keep changing these rules, and we're just taking the essence and the pureness out of football. So I just think that we just got to just leave these rules alone. And I think we saw a bad disaster you know, the situation when we tried to change the pass interference rule last year. It was a disaster. Now they went back to doing it the right way. So I just think that if we just leave the onside kick stuff alone and just let it be as how it's been, it'll be successful.
Come on, man. We know about Pong, okay? We go all the way back to
that's on the chart. No, oh, dude, that is old school. Let's see if you remember this. In television.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
You don't remember.
Yes, I do.
You guys are telling your age right now that you have to be 55 and over.
No, that's not true. You don't have to be 55 or over. That's not true.
More like 45 and over.
I was going to say 45 and over is about right.
But ColecoVision, wow. ColecoVision, Atari, Intellivision, and then Nintendo. Yes, sir.
See, I was just a Nintendo guy. But I played the
Nintendo's a little later.
Yeah, he's a young pup.
Yeah, but I did, like, when I was really young, the Super Nintendo had come out, but I played the original Nintendo. Like, I was all about the original Nintendo.
With Bo Jackson on there in the football game, you can never tackle him?
Yep.
You don't remember that. You don't remember that.
I played it.
What's the status on CJ?
You know what? He's waiting for all the teams to open up, and there's probably going to be 8 or 9 teams that he's going to work out for. It's funny because we're at the gym right now, and he's grinding, man. So he's just waiting for one of those teams to call, and when they totally open up their facility, and then he's going to go work out. So he's excited about that. He's going to grind, and he's going to light this doggone league up.
That is awesome. Last thing real quick.
Sure.
Just because you went through this, A.J. Brown burst onto the scene, big rookie season.
Yeah.
But he's going to have a lot more eyeballs on him going into year two. So he's not going to sneak up on any teams or defensive coordinators. So what's the biggest adjustment he needs to make at his position going from year one to year two?
You know, just looking at him, I know on the physical side, you know, everybody knows their physical specimen. I mean, he catches the quick pass and run after the catch is outstanding. But the one thing that he needs to really work on is getting off the press. You know, I think if he finds out, I think if Rob Moore, the wide receiver coach, keeps teaching him how to get off the press, I think he can be dangerous in that area. But off the field, this is the one thing that he cannot do, even on the field, is don't listen or don't succumb to the pressure. Don't say, well, you're the number one wide receiver, and start tightening up and start doing things that you're not usually doing. Just do what you did on what you did when you came in as a rookie. Just play football. Because when I came in my second – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's just like when I came in my second year, the expectations were so high. So now I feel like on every play I had to make it. And when I had to make the play, I played tight. So I just think that with A.J. Brown, he's just got to make sure that he doesn't succumb to the pressure and just make plays like he did last year.
In other words, stay out of your own head.
Stay out of your own head. That's exactly right.
And you said also you don't want him to tighten up. Is that what you said?
Yeah, do not tighten up. I mean, because when you – you throw a joke.
Wow. And you walked right into that.
Hey, when you go home, would you open up the pantry? There's a can of corn.
Chris, always a pleasure. You continue to be safe. And don't put on any more weight, man. You put on muscle. Don't put on any more weight.
Hey, I'm kind of swole. I got these trap muscles. I can catch a mice on my shoulder. I'm telling you.
Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Forever Titan, Chris Anders. He's never dull. Never dull on the show. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.